In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. And he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And the king of Jericho said unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city, and took it, and hasted and set the city on fire. And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into an hold of the house of the god Beeroth. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, then fled they also before Abishai, and entered into the city. So Joab returned from the children of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, Had Zimri peace? Who slew his master? Saw that the Syrians were fled. They likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw, and when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the guard came and fetched them, and brought them again into the guard chamber. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly. After these things, and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities, and thought to win them for himself. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God, and his judgments and his statutes. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail which... And I brought you into a plentiful country, to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land, and made mine heritage an abomination. For death is come up into our windows, and is entered into our palaces, to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the streets. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, the adversary has spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she has seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spake with me, and said unto me, Go, shut thyself within thine house. Now when I passed by thee, and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. And when they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said to them, These are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land. And the side chambers were three, one over another, and 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which was of the house with the side chambers round about, that they might have hold, but they had not hold in the wall of the house. Then said the Lord unto me, This gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it. Because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it, therefore it shall be shut. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought how he entered into the house of God, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, they were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples, and came into the parts of Dalmanutha, unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And he arose out of the synagogue, and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake, and were choked. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, and after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden into the which he entered and his disciples. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And he leaping up stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. The morrow after they entered into Caesarea. And Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. They said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. The Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And they went out of the prison, and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them, and departed. And he departed thence, and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And he came to Ephesus, and left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue, and reasoned with the Jews. And when Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. And the next day we that were of Paul's company departed, and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple, to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. And on the morrow, when Agrippa was come and Bernice with great pomp, and was entered into the place of hearing, with the chief captains and principal men of the city at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, and laid his hands on him and healed him. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves.